dear friend, we're coming down to Crunch here where I got to talk to you a little bit and get some guidance on this second spot. We've had lots of suggestions, as you know. I met with some of our friends last night, some of the governors. And I talked to George Meeks, and I talked with Stolper. I visited with old Jim Farley. I talked to Mayor Daley. And, oh my goodness, well, some of the other labor boys. I've even talked to Walter Russo. And most of them, they come out, some of them are for Schreiber. I figure that would bring some complications. The notion brings with him some powerful assets. Their second man and first man for many of them was strength enough, but. And I attend, and the other one is, that they speak well of is Fred Harris. I thought he was a little young myself. Maybe I'm getting too old. But he's a dynamic campaigner. I just sitting here with Jim Rowe this morning, and he said that wherever he went yesterday, why, and the day before, that the name Muskie came up. One other name that comes up is Cy Vance. I thought if I got elected, I might have some other things to do for him to do, if he do them. What do you have to offer my conference?
Not much. I think all of those are good men. I think what you've got to do is, as nearly as you can, every one of these guys is trying to influence you. Now, I'm not. I don't want to influence you, but I do want to balance you, and I'll always do that as long as I live, because I'll try to be as good to you as you've been to me. The one thing I do is look at what I got as vice president and see where you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Now, I just can't improve on that. That's not sentiment. That's not emotion. That's just true. You want lots of energy and go-go. You want lots of articulateness. You want a guy that when the boss doesn't know whether he can come or not, that he'll tear up his speech and laugh and thank him for coming. You want a guy that when he got to go down in the swamps, the boss can't go, that he'll love to do it and be happy, even though it just cuts his toenails off. Somebody's got to do that. Now, you've done it all along. You got to have somebody that had not a coward. And when the going gets tough and everything gets rough, and it will within the year, you got to have somebody that'll just get in a little bit closer and stay a little bit longer. He's got to have a wife like yours, and he's got to have a family like yours. He's got to have somebody as near as that. Now, that's the best dimensions I know. Who fits that, I just really honestly don't know. I know a good many that don't fit it. You don't want another Lodge campaign. You don't want another Garner. You don't want another Wallace, and you just cannot tell. And what all is gold? All is not gold that glitters. If I had one thing back, I'd appoint everybody like I appointed you, Vice President. If I had done that, started over new, I'd do it now. So that's what I want you to be careful about. And this thing, loyalty, Hubert, there's not many of them that got it.
I know that.
And that the Vice Presidency is an impossible job. No human being ought to be required to endure it 4 years.